A number of Northern Ireland schools are reviewing their uniform policies to take account of transgender pupils and those from religious and ethnic minorities. The latest to consult parents on the issue is Methodist College, Methody. They say they're also considering uniform costs and comfort. The Welsh Government has told schools they should not dictate what uniform is for girls and what is for boys, while Northern Ireland's Education Authority is drawing up advice for schools here. On the line is Kathleen O'Hare, former head teacher at Hazelwood Integrated School. Morning to you, Kathleen.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning, and the commentator, Angela Epstein. Morning, Angela.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. Methody here, the latest school, to now consider uniform policies for transgender pupils. Will all schools end up going this way, and is that, and rightly so, Angela?
I don't think it's the right thing at all. I have the most enormous sympathy for any young person who is tussling with the very difficult and painful issue of their gender and their identification, the way that they self-identify and the way they feel. And that needs very sensitive consideration. It needs to be treated by those who are professionals, can understand it. Setting aside that, I think the whole point of a uniform is it is uniform. It's a standardising way of dressing. And I think what's happening, and it's happening across the transgender debate, is that we're talking about a tiny minority, important people, everybody is an important person, and the whole debate is clubbing the majority. They're being clubbed with this blunt instrument to say that because a small minority feel this way, everybody has to adapt accordingly. It foists the transgender discussion onto vulnerable young people who may not have even considered questioning their identity. They may be confused or unhappy for lots of other reasons.
Well, some of them might not be vulnerable. Some of them may very much know who they are in their own skin.
I'm talking about equality people.
As well as everyone else.
I'm not talking about this. I'm talking about people who haven't even considered that they have an issue with gender, but they're just confused and vulnerable because that's what happens in your adolescent and your teen years. And therefore, to put that on the table gifts an opportunity to say, well, do you know what? Maybe this is the reason. And it's making it part of a general conversation. And I'm absolutely opposed to that happening within the school system and certainly within uniform.
Kathleen?
I think, to be honest, I don't think I would be that hardline, which you might find strange. But I think lots of schools have already gone down this route, and there are many girls who wear trousers, and that is a choice that the school will make. I haven't come across any boys that will wear skirts as yet, but I've come across a number of races that will want different headgear. I think where the choice is open, and the choice was open in my previous school, then most girls probably choose to wear skirts, but the choice should be open to them if they want, particularly if they are going through the stage of deciding which gender they are, or maybe they have already decided. And I think we should give young people more credit for knowing where they're at, and rather than putting judgments on them. So I think when schools adopt policies, and many primary schools have already, then children can choose for themselves more freely. And it is the minority who choose. But I think if you make it a big issue, then it becomes a big issue.
Answer?
I think it becomes a big issue if the school is validating it and it's under the school's jurisdiction for that to occur. I don't think it should be happening within the school system. I mean, there are plenty of people who don't think they look nice in skirts. I know lots of girls who would rather wear trousers. But if the uniform says you wear a skirt for school, you wear a skirt for school. Now, I know that's a very blunt and sounds a fairly bloodless way of approaching this. What I'm saying is we shouldn't not give sympathy and accommodate the needs of people who are going through this situation, but within the school system, under school hours and under school jurisdiction, I don't think it's the part of schools to play to validate that sort of way of dressing. I think the uniform is the uniform. This is how it is. And what you do outside of school is up to you. That's the whole point of a uniform.
I think where this is concerned, I think, yes, I will agree with you totally that a uniform is a uniform, but I will also say that I know some of the struggles that young people go through when they are deciding which gender they are, and if you could make that any simpler by allowing them to wear a different item of clothing, which is uniform, but maybe not uniform to their perceived sex, then I think schools should accommodate this. I would say that, you know, school policies in primary school are probably far ahead of post-primary schools in the fact that they have gender-neutral uniforms already.
You see, I find that appalling, with the greatest of respect, and I know it's not your personal policy, but the fact that it's primary schools, they're even younger. I mean, you know, my home kids, when I think about them when they were little, you know, my daughter, one minute wants to be run a beauty salon, the next minute she wants to be a train driver. I know it's far more complex than that, but I'm just using that as a small snapshot of how children, they don't yet know their own minds or what they want or what they do. I take Stephen's point that there are some people who will be absolutely resolute and it will be as clear as anything, it's as natural as breathing to know. But the fact that you use the word deciding, in other words, it's not clear-cut. It's well, will I or won't I be? I'm not entirely sure why the wearing of, you know, the adaptation of a uniform will help make that decision. And in the process, it brings transgenderism and that discussion onto the much broader platform. And that's what concerns me.
Okay.
I just think that young people at this stage, I mean, I've come across a number of children who feel suicidal because they're in the middle of the choice. Of what gender they are, or they're questioning what gender they are. And I think if a school can make that any easier for them, I mean, I would give any child a helping hand, and if it means that they wear trousers, well, so what?
Okay, Kathleen, Angela, thank you very much indeed.